Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor Clennard Howard Childress is our guest. BlackGenocide.org is the website. Pastor, you were getting into abortion statistics. I've seen hundreds of mainstream news articles from major prestigious research institutions that it causes cervical, that it causes massive increases of cancer in the uterus, in the breast, because it interrupts a normal cycle, and it's very, very dangerous for the body. And we're sending a crew to interview you about this for an upcoming film. But this is a fact, and women need to know this. And then there's all the evidence of how they push abortion once people get to the Planned Parenthood facility. But I want you to continue on any other points you think are most important. Then I want to get into African-Americans, black people in this country, but all over the world, need to know that their leaders are worse than Judas Iscariot. They are there. They are financed. Because if the system comes to you and says, hi, I'm a Nazi, I want to kill you, black people are going to run. But if they come and say, I'm a loving liberal, I'm going to keep you safe from the Ku Klux Klan. Well, the Ku Klux Klan's pretty bad, but they haven't killed 16 million people. I found it's the Birkenstock-wearing fake liberal. When you really corner them, they hate black people, they hate life, they hate humanity. They and their green police want to get rid of the majority of the world population.
Absolutely. Well, especially when it comes let me get back to this one health point of view, because people say, well, how does it affect me as a woman when you say breast cancer? How does that come about? Well, if you miscarry, your brain picks that up and sends messages throughout the body to shut down. If it's surgically done, the child, or if you have an abortion, the brain does not pick that up. And it begins to send out impulses to the rest of the body as if you have a child. And the greatest damage done is in the breast, because by the time the brain figures out there's no baby there,
Science shows. There's a massive hormone flux.
Exactly.
That's why mammals get cancers thousands of times more often than sharks, because sharks don't have hormones.
Right. And isn't it amazing that Planned Parenthood, the leading abortion provider, does not share that information with a woman coming in for the first time for an abortion? That is negligence. That's medical negligence. But yet no one holds them accountable, which allows me to segue over to what, you know, all data proves right now is, and I know this program just from the few minutes I've been on it, it's been sounding this alarm, and it's very important that, unfortunately, folks, the government is very deep into this eugenics mindset and movement globally, and so they stepped back a few years ago and picked an entity to lead the charge where they could be basically undercover in their intent and agenda to control the numbers of the world, but especially, of course, African Americans, and they pick Planned Parenthood. And they get $350 million, $1 million each day, $350 million of taxpayer money by both administrations, whether it's been Democrat or whether it's been Republican. And so we find that this is an agenda of elitists that are getting this support from government to continue the eugenic practices of sterilization, abortion, and seducing third world countries into taking this in as a part of their day-to-day. So this is going on, and there's only one way I believe it could ever come to a close or to a stop, is that for the voices of the people to be united as one and to be informed. And because it's so massive, it would take a massive movement to address this ill and have the data. And now this is a day that we do have the data to point out that these eugenic elitists have infiltrated just about every neighborhood.
All right, Pastor, stay there. We're going to break it down on the other side. Long segment coming up. BlackGenocide.org.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars.
A new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
What you've been hearing is not our opinion. I've never met the Reverend. He's never met me. His website, Black Genocide, is the same as whatistheendgame.com or Endgame. It's the facts. It's their own writings, their own program, their own operation. And I just wanted to add that if Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and others, or the Rockefellers, the fathers of this, they literally funded Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Hitler, that this is their program of control. This is what they're into. These are the most vicious control freaks you can imagine. And when you expand on that and you realize that the CPS, it's not enough to kill 52% of the black kids, and the CPS takes more black children than any other children. Statistically, they're 5 to 7 times more likely to abuse children they have. They then drug them. The average foster child, more than 2/3 in the U.S., are on multiple drugs. The average child that's on drugs is on 7. That's government numbers. This is about destroying minds. This is a cold-blooded operation, and this ties into everything. Everything always goes back to eugenics, and I didn't even know what eugenics was 15 years ago. I've been doing my research, studying the global structure, who runs it, their own writings. This is what they are obsessed with. You have the UN saying the carbon taxes are about destroying industrial society, bankrupting people. Then if you're poor, they're going to take your children. It's just State Department Memorandum 200 put out by Henry Kissinger telling the third world, get rid of half your people or you don't get IMF World Bank money. This is what they're doing. Now, going back to Pastor Childress of blackgenocide.org, and again, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv on the eugenics subject, whatistheendgame.com. Pastor, continuing, this is key. We know that abortion, even one abortion, massively increases your cancer risk in different parts of the body that are involved in pregnancy and hormones. We know it causes the women to have miscarriages when they try to have children. The women are not being told that people would like to adopt those children. They're told nobody wants a black child. But again, this is being done to everybody, but particularly black folks. We've got to get this message out to people and point out this is racist genocide, because I see black leaders and every other group are given football issues. All day it's about racism and how the black leaders are going to protect you and how Hispanic leaders are going to protect them, but it's all run by the same groups. I mean, how do you sit there and watch this? I mean, I know you fight it every day, but what is it like for you inside to know these people are doing this, and have you ever confronted them?
Oh, absolutely. That's my job right now. It just evolved, but I picketed the NAACP last July. I follow them until they bring this onto the floor in discussion. They will be picketed no matter where they go in their national convention. I have a friend, Yvonne Yule, who covers the Detroit event that they do each year. We are determined that this comes to the forefront of discussion. We made some headway recently in the last few years, but it's so ingrained, it's very much a part of the political system, and they're protecting it like you never would believe. You have the whole Congressional Black Caucus bought, literally, and this is staggering that most people would say, well, you can't buy a whole group of people of that magnitude. Well, I beg to differ with you. They are bought, and they all fight to make sure that this is never, that they are not held accountable on this information. And especially the fact it's affecting African Americans more than any other group in the country. The fact is that more African American babies have been killed by abortion during the past 30 some odd years. That if you were combined, if you were to combine all other causes, AIDS, violent crime, accidents, cancer, heart disease, it wouldn't come to half of the amount that abortion has killed in the African American community. So how in the world can you not bring this to the table? It should be discussed in the interest of health. Forget the political ramifications. Just in the interest of women's health, it should be discussed. And see, when you see leaders, and black women too, black congressmen women, so when you see them refuse, Sheila Waters, when you see them refuse to say anything, there's another agenda. They have been bought. They have interest, invested interest. And I often say if abortion was not lucrative, it would not be legal. And they are benefiting off of the blood of African-American babies, and their silence is bought. And so it's up to programs like yourself, and especially the community leaders, and especially the church, to continue to sound the alarm. Our African-American leadership now, it's reached the pinnacle, because, yes, I'm happy that race was no longer a barrier to the Oval Office, but Dr. King said we were not to judge by the color of skin but by the content of character. And now you more or less in the Oval Office have the face of black genocide. And this is an ideology of Barack Obama, that where he is relentless, and that's all that's behind the health reform bill, the promise he made to Planned Parenthood that abortion would be on demand and that government would pay for it. And so every taxpayer right now should
Travis County just passed a law, it's the only county in Texas to do it, where I have to pay for abortions. I have to pay for murdering children. So I don't sell out to the New World Order eugenicist. I don't support abortion, but they don't care. They're still going to take my money and make me be a party to killing people in Austin, Texas, the city that resides in the county of Travis County. And expanding on that, you talk about blood on the hands of these people. They sell it like it's some wonderful sacrament or a rite or a fun thing, and people get wild-eyed when they talk about abortion. But the point is, it has its roots in exterminating people, and it gives them cancer. And you got more than half of the black people never existing, being murdered in their womb. It's maiming and wounding these women. And can we put 2 + 2 together? You got Bill Gates, whose daddy ran Planned Parenthood, always giving eugenics speeches, but he's got special shots for all the African kids. It's not enough for him that they're killing half or more than half the blacks here. He's got something special for him, and he's got Oprah Winfrey, who it turns out is in secret meetings, to go over to Africa with her TV network to say, roll your sleeves up, mama. We got something good for you.
Absolutely, and this is what needs to be. See, they're going to be, I believe, a day of reckoning is coming. But the data now is surfacing in places where they never thought it would get to. And the college campuses hopefully will be the spawning ground for a move of social activism that we've never seen before. But you have named the players. You have also named those, more or less, who are literally being prostituted, African-Americans, that has said, okay, we'll play this game for the dollar.
And look at the power she's given. Look at the power Obama's given. I mean, here's Obama massively increasing abortion and pushing abortions worldwide and all of this. I mean, it's so evil. He is the 21st century version of the blacks that Margaret Sanger went out and found so she could put a black face on her murder.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I believe he was elected. And so he got the money. You know, people today, they're still not questioning how he was able to raise the money he was raising. But that's another program.
Four times the money that McCain got from Wall Street.
Absolutely. So you see here, this is massive. We're not, but we shouldn't be intimidated. We should continue to, I believe, truth crushed to earth will rise again. And
because look at the numbers. 35 years ago when they got, 36 years ago when they got Roe v. Wade through, 55-60%, depending on the poll, were pro-abortion. They believed it was just a blob of tissue they were lied to. But thanks to the 3D imaging and all of it and the truth,
yes.
Now I see polls of over 70% nationally and growing are against abortion.
Absolutely, and that's the good news. So that's the excellent news, that the word is shifting opinion. And we need that shift to happen simply because it is going to intimidate the weaker ones, and hopefully not going along with this current agenda of the president, an agenda that basically is just like the words of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I still am shocked over those words. Because
we passed, yeah, she said, in fact, quote her, but to paraphrase, she said, and this was last year, she said, we passed Roe v. Wade to get rid of undesirable people.
And you bottom-lined it, that's right. And people should be in just outraged that you mean you didn't do this based on constitutional law? You mean you didn't study the Constitution, then come up with your decision? Your decision, you're telling me, was based on an elitist group of people deciding we're going to reduce some numbers. It was based on ideology, not law. That is scary to no end.
Reverend,
and to sit there calmly saying it in an interview is even more shocking. And, of course, I never would think the New York Times would print it, but, of course, they figured they had an in, they had a scoop, and they did. But we should, where is that?
And Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Jackson, where are they at? They said nothing.
Nancy Pelosi, on one of the Sunday morning shows, said we've got to fund abortion because that'll get rid of people and cut the carbon footprint. I mean, this is what they talk about this so much behind closed doors, they're now doing it right out in the open.
But it's frightening. It's frightening that there's still no outrage over it. And we're going to continue. My hometown newspaper refused to put the quote in the paper, and which we're going to take some legal action, is that they don't want to admit what we have been saying all along. This is targeted genocide. It is a universal movement of these globalists that you well teach your audience about. And it's important for us to become informed, that we then become active in social activism. I believe because there is a God, that we can turn this thing around.
Absolutely. Reverend, stay there. We're going to skip this break. It's a network break. We're skipping it so we have more time with the Reverend. This is such an important subject. But I would just say to black folks listening right now, white people, it doesn't matter. You need to go to your NAACP. You need to go to city council. And you need to every week be there and tell them, stop your genocide. Stop your eugenics. Stop it. Because if we could get black folks as angry as they get when a cop shoots some black youth who's unarmed, I mean, you got 16 million versus a few hundred blacks getting shot a year. How about instead of getting upset when a cop shoves a plunger in somebody, and that's bad, but it's not 16 million babies chopped up. We know those babies are innocent. How about you get as mad about all these babies as you get as some gang person, you know, dying in a shootout? And that's terrible, but the point is we know these babies are innocent. How about you get angry about that?
It's a good point, and it's one that I often say, and I keep it in perspective. I grieve with you on one end, but isn't this not the greater travesty? Look at the innocent not allowed to be a partaker of the American dream, not allowed their chance for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I said, and you stand and say nothing. This is gross negligence. This is a great injustice we have done to our own, to the children who are looking up to us to protect. We'll be judged by what we do with our most vulnerable. Right now, the judgment would not be good. We need to turn that around.
Well, look at America. We accepted abortion, and then the women get cancer from it. We accept torture and all these wars, and we're being cursed for it. This nation is being cursed by our own actions. We allow evil to grow and grow and grow. And for me, you know, as a white guy, my number one issue is eugenics. But I can't imagine being a black person out there who goes to all these liberal meetings and NAACP and Republican meetings, whatever it is, and that their number one issue isn't your issue because it's the only issue. It goes to the heart of who the controllers are, a bunch of murdering racists. And if they'll set up a system to kill more than half the blacks and a big percentage of all the other groups of humans on this planet, what else are they doing? Well, I've done the research and I know. Every major GMO food they approve sterilizes the rats and gives them cancer in all the studies, mainstream news. The hundreds of chemicals they put in the water under the name fluoride attack the brain, give you cancer, reduce fertility. The vaccines and their own studies do it. The drug insert on the H1N1 said may cause infertility. They know what they're doing. They engineer all of this into what they do. And we have a group of murdering killers in control. And the football, the pageants, all the baloney has to end. You know, the media tells black people, get upset about this issue. And they go along with it. They tell white people, get upset about this issue. We have to stop letting them tell us what to get upset about and get upset about real issues.
Get upset about the real issues, the ones issues that are going to impact you the most generationally. And unfortunately, we still are afraid to confront our own leadership, especially in the African-American community. We will not confront our leadership on how they have betrayed this community, the African-American community, for the sake of filthy lucre. They have benefited for power, lust, from dollars for their own self-aggrandizement, and they have not sought the service of the people. This is the greatest travesty ever in the African-American community. The leadership, the African-American leadership, is pitiful. But I'm praying for a revolt.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and we are seen as weeds. We are seen as trash. We're all being experimented on. And they beta tested it in the black community because that was a group that was slaves and controlled. And it's going on all over the world right now. And it's only getting worse. And people, some of them don't want to believe this because it's so horrifying. But look at history. Look what other elites have done. Look at how all the kings of Mesoamerica, Asia, Middle East, Europe, they were always culling their slaves when there got to be too many of them. And Prince Philip, Prince Charles' father, talks about how he wants to cull us. And all these big professors talk about, and now they're saying they want to genetically test you. They've been taking babies' blood for 37 years without warrants for a secret DNA database at the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Facility that IBM runs in Cold Springs Harbor, New York. And now they say, we're going to test your blood, and we're going to tell you whether you can have a child or not if statistically we say you have a genetic problem, including being aggressive. So, see, they're also going to mislabel and take full control of our reproductive system. We have to defeat abortion now. And they'll use that line. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Those are the roots of the beginnings of the eugenics. The cycle is happening again. I got ready to read that story. I didn't have a chance to read it, and thank God you expressing it to me, because if that is the terminology that they use, and those are the reasons, that is the basic root of eugenics. They begin to determine even what we call feeble-mindedness, what we call violent, over-aggressive, slowful, lazy. I mean, these are the things that they feel that they want to control, even the behavior of people.
Look at black men and Tuskegee. Look at our own atomic soldiers.
Yes.
The government does these tests to also test their own people and create cadres of mad scientists that will follow these orders.
Well, I it's scary, but we can do it. We can turn it around. We can turn it around.
Well, how do people get you to come speak in their area? Or how do people read your website, become leaders like yourself, and stop the mass murder in their town?
Well, the good news is that there's people like myself that are being birthed each day, it seems like. I'm getting emails off my website, blackgenocide.org. And if there's an organization or a church or you want to somehow do something to get me out there or someone near and our network to get to you, I most certainly will discuss that with you. We're seeing a wave of social activism beginning to finally surface, and I think it's a God thing. But you can reach me, blackgenocide.org. I also have another website, obomination.com. I did that website in 2007 in an attempt to let the African-American community to know of the agenda of Barack Obama, and I'm going to repeat 2007, but nevertheless, I went unheard, but the website is there, obomination.com. We're going to upgrade it with some new articles. You can get in touch with me off of either one of those websites.
Well, we really appreciate the work you're doing, because the heart of the New World Order is this wish to be God, to control technology, to use it against the people instead of empowering the people. And the UN, all these groups state they want a world government with a fake environmental tyranny to control every facet of our lives. And it's not coming. It's already here.
Mm.
And if everybody wants to see their future, look at African Americans. Look at blacks in Africa. Some countries, 45% of the people have HIV. This is all engineered. And if the government's been caught poisoning and killing blacks before, and then all the evidence shows they're doing it again now, abortion, though it's 16 million dead blacks in America, is the tip of the iceberg. It is covert. If somebody will set up a system to make sure more than half of a race dies, they'll do other things covertly, and we've caught them. And that's what my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers. People can get the DVD at Infowars.com. And this issue is coming out because it took from the 1850s to the 1940s for eugenics to go through one big wave of evil and people stand up against it. It then went underground. It's taken us another 60-plus years to wake up to it again. But we're waking up to these devils, and we're going to run them back in their holes with the help of people like the pastor we're talking to today.
God bless you, and I appreciate you for having me.
Well, God bless you, sir. What if people out there don't have internet? Let's say we got some poor East Austin black mothers or Hispanic mothers or white mothers listening right now, but they want to rise up and get politically active. Can you send them a packet of info, or how can they contact you?
Sure. Post office box 157, Montclair, New Jersey, 07042. Once again, Reverend Childress, Childress, post office box 157. Montclair, New Jersey. We'll also be doing a streaming live program starting in 2 weeks on the internet. You can get that off of the website and
all right,
be able to bring updates every day.
Sir, Pastor, keep up your amazing work. Godspeed, and we're all praying for you. We'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thank you for having me, and you do the same, sir. God bless you.
Take care. God bless you. And I don't want to hear, hey, there's too many people, you know, we got to break a few eggs. Like Pat Robertson said, what, 10 years ago, that China was doing a good job with abortion? Oh, you're against abortion of white people, but you want to kill the Chinese and blacks. Folks, you're going to be killed too. Don't you understand? The New World Order wants everybody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, he's Shooter Jennings, a very accomplished musician, songwriter in his own right. He plays to crowds, 20,000-30,000 people, plays with Willie Nelson and many others. He's got a whole bunch of hit albums, but his new one, Black Ribbons, blew me away. I mean, eclectic isn't even the right word. It's like Pink Floyd meets Muse. Meets renegade, rebel, type country like his father. Really amazing. And it's got Stephen King with intros. And Shooter originally wrote it, and then King adapted it. So amazing. And then Shooter, I'm very proud. I'm honored. Also said a little bit of my ideas and things went into it. It's a radio talk show host who's introducing these. And I've just made a list of some of the tracks we're going to play. We're going to play some of them in entirety, others just in pieces. There's a little bit of French in there from, of course, Stephen King. And being on AM and FM stations, we did clip some of that out, some of the non-King's English. And, of course, the website is Shooter, like bang, bang, ShooterJennings.com. We have it linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Shooter, it's great to have you back with us.
Man, it's great to be on the air with you, buddy.
Really? I noticed with this album you're using a lot of New World Order Illuminati symbolism out in the open. Is that to identify what we're dealing with?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, and I feel like that when I kind of became inspired by this, I was driving across country and the economy collapsed, and I was kind of witnessing all the fear-mongering and all the kind of looming police state issues and things like that, and I really went and started digging and kind of took everything that I learned from people like you and all the people that are kind of making people aware of the kind of globalist agenda and the New World Order and kind of put it all into a piece of art for people to take and absorb, you know?
Well, it's powerful. Who did that art?
Well, the drawing on the front was drawn by a guy named Mike Sportis, who's a great artist, who's a good friend of ours. And a lot of the artwork on the inside was a collaborative effort between a fantastic artist named Sonny Kay and myself, all of who are really into, like, Infowars.com and Reality Sandwich and a lot of these websites that and kind of information sources. And, you know, we're all kind of grew up in this world and are trying to understand it ourselves. And, you know, thanks to a lot of these sources, we're able to kind of know about what's going on behind the scenes, what the media won't let you know.
Break out of the matrix. Well, later we'll get more into Stephen King and how you got to know him and how you guys work together on this spoken word that we're going to hear that intros quite a few of the songs. Going back to your previous music, it's extremely diverse as well. I mean, when did you first start waking up to the shadow government, the New World Order, the social controllers that are manipulating our reality?
Well, I think, I'd always been kind of into exploring these kind of facets of the world, but it wasn't until about 08 when the economy collapsed that with the two-year-old daughter that I have, knowing that she's going to inherit this place and kind of seeing everything that was going on, I was driving across country, like I said, to go start doing this album. And really that, it was right when the economy collapsed. All I had was me and talk radio, and I would pick up anything from Coast to Coast AM. One of the episodes, which had David Icke on it, I was picking up you when I was driving through Texas. I was picking up all kinds of different sources of this, and it was really the discussions that were going on just completely frightened me, man. And I really then, once I reached LA and we started working on this record, I really dove head first into all the kind of information that you and all these sources were kind of trying to get people to wake up to, you know. And it really infatuated me, and I really wanted to create, you know, I want people to take from the album what they take from it. Yeah, you know, it is a piece of art, but at the same time, and a kind of a fictional future, but at the same time, it's like all of these kind of prophecies, all these things you guys have been talking about are all coming true. And so it's like, you know, we're people, I just want people to, just like you do, to inform themselves and do the digging, and you'll see that there's just a lot of bad things going on, you know?
People need to absolutely not even believe what you or I are saying, but realize there's a bigger world going on. There's a lot of things happening. We're at a key juncture in human development, and everyone can feel it, not just intellectually see it, but feel it. Either people are joining more with the dark side, more with the evil, or they're feeling called on a literal quest, like Child Roland of the Dark Tower came, to be part of history, on the right side of history, for this species and our future progeny.
You're right, man. Nice Dark Tower reference, too. That's a fantastic story.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to play a lot of this today. You were very gracious that I could air it all, but we won't have time. But I do plan on playing more of it later in the week. Shooter, why did you choose to premiere this? Because it doesn't come out till tomorrow here on my show. I'm extremely honored.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I just feel like that you and your audience are the kind of people that already would already feel at home with what I'm talking about and already know, are already informed, you know. And I just feel like that this kind of a platform is the perfect place for this record to be understood, you know. So I don't think that there's any other radio program or any other program that I could go on and play this record and the people would know exactly what I was talking about and maybe, you know, pull something out of it that they didn't know, you know. So it to me, it's just the perfect match.
Well, we're glad you reached out because I'm obviously a fan of you and your iconic father, and now to see you on this mission is very, very exciting. We're going to go to track 3, which is an intro with Stephen King, and what is it? How do you pronounce it?
Triskaidekaphobia.
Triskaidekaphobia or Fear of 13. And then there's a story, a progression with the spoken word and the songs, a quest within the album. And we'll talk about the deeper meaning with you coming up. But here it is, folks. Stephen King introducing Trixadecaphobia. Here it is, Shooter Jennings.
From the center of nowhere, atop the shoulders of giants, above the creeping fog of disinformation that clouds the American Union, this is Will-O-The-Wisp. And this is the last light radio, your last beacon of truth and defiance. I've always started my shows by saying that all ships lost in the night search for the lighthouse on the rock of the enlightenment. But good truth seekers out there, the battery is fading and the light is dying. I see that freedom has failed us, and with no light, the night's going to be a long one. Woody Guthrie said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Great words, but this land is their land now. This will be the last time your ears and my voice will be getting together, because as of midnight tonight, the previously public airways will be commandeered for government-approved and regulated transmission. The last breath of free speech will blow itself out. What rises in its place is going to be the wind of thought control. Bad guys win, folks. You know, I don't always play a lot of music on the show, as most of it these days is processed bubblegum bolt churned out by the overlords of doublespeak and meant to turn a gray world grayer. But tonight, I won't go without leaving a message. Tonight I've chosen to play the one band the American fascocrats don't want me to play. Tonight I'm going off the air with the music of Hierophant. For those of you not familiar, you'll get a taste of Hierophant's music tonight. Their message, their light. I started you off with Wake Up from their 2009 album, Bohemian Grove, their first and most radical. Remember what the song says, don't let them get you down. The most important truth is love. All you know and all you need to know, as the poet says. What was that beauty? What's the difference? Love your family, love your neighbor, love your enemy as yourself. Go on loving. It's what humans do best and the one thing they can't kill. Got it? This is Will-O-The-Wisp. The time now is no time. The temperature is cold. The news is blue. But for now, the light still shines. Off the same album, here's Trixadecaphobia. That's fear of 13, my sons and daughters, as in 13 o'clock. You're listening to The Last Night of The Last Light.
That's part of Trixadecaphobia from the band Hierophant, Shooter Jennings. And, of course, you heard that intro by Stephen King, the legendary best-selling author. Tell us about that song, because, I mean, the lyrics go on for a while, and you're talking about assassinations, aren't you?
Yeah. I was in my studies and all of this, I kind of dug into, I found some interesting pockets of people talking about Diana's death and that they thought it was a murder, and that it was, you know, there was all these even further, deeper conspiracies that people had kind of come to about the death of her grandmother, and the kind of that this is almost a sacrificial thing. Now, whether or not that's true, I think that I took away from it this kind of looming feeling of, like, I was growing more and more aware that everything that people are told through the media is really a complete charade that's set up with a purpose in mind. Whether or not Diana's death was intentional or unintentional, the thing that I pulled away from it was it made me feel guilty to know that I didn't know. And I think with the lyrics, the first chorus deals with the Jack of Hearts, which was JFK, and the second one is the Queen of Hearts, the third one is the King of Hearts, which is Martin Luther King, and we just don't know with these figures, and whenever someone comes and speaks out with a message of peace and a message of against what the government, agenda is, it seems, they get snuffed out. You look at John Lennon, you look at all these different people, and, we could get into the mind control patsy aspect of Lee Harvey or any of these folks that committed these crimes. I mean, half of them didn't remember it. Half of them just, the guy who killed...
It's the same thing with Sirhan Sirhan. It's the same thing with McVeigh. And then they publicly had Jolyon West, the head MKUltra doctor, for the years it took him for the trial. And then when he was on death row in his execution, Jolyon West was with McVeigh until the very end, a top mind control doctor.
Yeah, it's insane, man. And it's like, it's such a proven that they've done that. It's like proven history.
It's not declassified, just, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just scary, And you just watch how, like, I saw you on that show, the Jesse Ventura show, because I wasn't sure when I saw that show on TV. I was like, is this disinformation? Because I couldn't believe that a major network would run a show about this kind of stuff. But they tackle some very interesting things on there. I mean, I was watching the mind control episode, and just that they were, the kind of things they were talking about and experiments they were testing, it was pretty eye-opening.
Well, I'll tell you this. Ventura is for real. He set out to find... He thought global warming was real till he found that it was all a fraud, and that show aired right as all the fraud came out. The system can't ignore all of this. They've got to let a little bit of it out now as a steam valve, and that's even what Ventura thinks they're doing. But no, that sure was that show was done from a pure position. I convinced Ventura of a lot of it.
Well, I knew when I saw you and Ike on there that I was like, there's no way that you guys would associate with something if it wasn't the real deal. I just, it was shocking to me the first day I ever saw it because I couldn't believe they would let that on. That Time Warner, who owns that company, would let...
Well, they've been trying to cover it up for decades, and so it made it even more taboo and more avant-garde and more hot. So now they're allowing a little bit of it out there, but just a little bit. Now, we're about to go to another song. When we come back from break, you'll tell us about the song Don't Feed the Animals. Then we'll rejoin with King, more Will of the Wisp. We'll be right back with Shooter Jennings, shooterjennings.com, ladies and gentlemen. You can buy the full album starting tomorrow at the website shooterjennings.com. We'll tell you about other places to get it as well after this quick break. And we'll also talk about Shooter Jennings working with the legendary Stephen King to write the spoken word that you're going to hear when we come back out of break with Stephen King. More of Shooter Jennings and Hierophant straight ahead.
Down in the streets of the valleys. As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
There's a book by an author named Carol S. Pearson from the mid-70s called The Hero Within, Six Archetypes We Live By. Even though it's nearly 40 years old, the book still speaks of the journey each of us takes through our lives. The innocent, the orphan, the wanderer, the warrior, the martyr, the magician. We float between these identities. They change as the phases of our lives take center stage one after the other. Today I feel like a martyr, but tomorrow I'll be a warrior. For even though my time as the magician is drawing to an end, the innocent in me will continue to believe in hope, in love, and that the goodness of humanity will prevail. Here's Hierophant's take on the journey from innocence to experience, which is another way of saying from innocence to orphanhood.
All right, and that's part. There's more of Stephen King and some of the intros, the music. We're going to go out here in a moment. We got the best for last coming up in the next hour with Stephen King and, of course, the music of Shooter Jennings and Hierophant. The website, ShooterJennings.com. The album premieres tomorrow. Let me ask you this. What would your father think of what's happening in the world today? What would Waylon Jennings think about what you're doing?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say because he passed away. He was right after 9/11. I mean, you know, he wasn't someone who's very outspoken politically, because I believe that he didn't like to be like a lot of these other artists that'll go out there and just jibber jabber about it all the time. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, my dad's heart was in the love of the people around you, and that he, I think, believed that, you know, that America at times have been on the right track. But I definitely feel like he would feel that what was going on right now was a very scary period. And, you know, I think in some way or another, he's heard this record, and I think that he would agree with me. I mean, you know, I believe that the kind of overall message of this record is about the people that are close to you and how important your family is and your friends and the love and that, that your micro community in your life, because everything outside of that is a disaster. And it's like, if you can just nurture the things on a small level, I think, you know, that's what's important. And I think he would have definitely stood by that message, you know. I think he would have been proud of it, though.
Absolutely. Well, I know I'm certainly just proud that you're premiering this here today. ShooterJennings.com. The album is Black Ribbons. It's very eclectic, a lot of different styles. I'm really blown away and impressed. You're only hearing a small snippet of this. We're going to play a few songs in their entirety coming up. But let's go out with Lights in the Sky from the album Black Ribbons. Comes out tomorrow. Again, the album Black Ribbons. With the final hour with Shooter Jennings and more of Stephen King straight ahead. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.